Morning.
Before I start with the meeting, I have a few things to tell you about the setting we're in, because we're being watched by Big Brother. So,
My big brother? Okay.
These are cameras, so are these.
Mm-hmm.
This thing that looks like a pie are actually all microphones.
Okay.
So we must be careful with all this. And as I can see, you have placed your laptops exactly on the place where it must be. And that has to do with the camera setting, so we don't have our laptops in front of the cameras.
Of our faces.
Indeed, you can see our faces. Okay. Welcome at the kickoff meeting. My name is Danny Wolves. This is the agenda for today. First, a little opening. I will introduce myself, and I think it's very good to introduce yourself. Then a little bit of acquaintance to ourselves, so we get to know each other. That will be done with a tool training in these two smart boards. Then the project plan, what we're going to do and how we're going to do it, and discussion about that, and a little closing at the end. Okay, my name is Daniel Wolfs. I'm the project manager. What's your name?
I'm Nilo Tops. I'm user interface design.
User interface, okay.
Hey, my name is Dan van Vuren. I'm the industrial designer.
Industrial.
I'm Tim van Lee. My function is a marketing expert.
First, a little about the project aim. The aim is to make a new remote control. Maybe you have read the website. It's a very very ambitious company. They want to do something else. So there must be a new remote control. First of all, it must be original and trendy. It's two things really close to each other, but at the same time user friendly. Very important for them. There are three stages. There's functional design. So what are we going to do? What are we going to make kind of functions in the remote? And why are we going to do it? Then the conceptual design. How are we going to do it? And that's really global, because at the detailed design, how, what, who, we go to dig in really about how the technical of if it, it's possible. Each stage is broken up into two stages: individual work and meeting. So it's very straightforward. Okay, the tool training. We have two smart boards. This one is for the presentations. PowerPoint presentations or a Word presentation, whatever you you have, and this is only for drawing. So we must let it stand on this this program. This is called a smart board.
Speaks for itself.
And as you may have heard, the documents in the shared folder can be showed on this screen. Not in the mind document. So if you want to show something, put it in the shared folder. This is a very straightforward to say to print the undo, the blank, the select, and well, I'm not going to explain it. I think you know how it works. We must not forget everything we draw on here all must be saved. We may not delete anything, so if you have drawn something, save it. Never delete it. That's a very important thing. Okay. Little kind of exercise to know each other. And the whiteboard on the left. Every one of us must draw our favorite animal and tell us why we had chosen that animal. different colors and different pen widths.
I have a question.
Yeah.
This exercise,
yeah.
Did the company board tell you to do it, or did you just make it up yourself?
No, no, no.
It's part of the introduction.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
We really don't know each other, and it's kind of new. So getting used to each other, we can have a little fun. And before we
okay.
really put our that kind of thing. Would you start with drawing your
Yeah, I don't know really how it works. Maybe you can show us first.
Yeah, okay. Drawing goes with this thing. Do not touch your hand on this little thingy here. That's the hold it like
you
this.
You get electrocuted? Or?
Yeah, kind of. So, you must push a little good, cause and wait a few seconds. It's not... fully real time, so watch it. Well, I'm gonna paint red. Oh!
It's like Pictionary.
Yeah, you can get
the one who says it first gets a race.
My paint. No.
It's a pork.
No,
I have it at home. What's it called?
Simba.
Ah.
Because we have a cat at home and it's called Simba. Because it looks like the lion from the Lion King.
Meaning of the true size?
Kind of cool to name it after a lion.
Okay.
Now only the face, because we have 25 minutes.
Okay,
we
have to speed up.
Yeah.
Remember, you use different colors and different pen widths.
Yeah. Okay, who wants to go next?
Okay.
Yeah. So choose a color and draw.
You don't have to change the color of the pen width.
Save it. You have to save it.
Save it, okay.
I've done it. New. Okay.
Does this will push hard on the pen?
Wow. Not really. That one. Yeah. Okay. Open. Which one is it? Smart board? Okay. And now?
Blank.
Okay. Okay, thanks. Okay, I have to speed up. fine. Line width.
By the way, why was it kept red?
Because my pen is red.
Oh, okay.
And I have red hair, so.
Oh, okay.
Funny. It must be red.
Fuck.
It's an apple.
It's not an apple.
Must be a dog.
Dog.
Color. Something like this. Smaller. Because I like the Teenage Mutant Hero Turtles. Huh? No, it's No. It's coming out. Something like this. Okay, you know. I'm very artistic. Yeah?
Thank you.
There you go. The big lines were like 9.
Okay. It's a dog.
Well, I just thought I'd pick the easiest one.
Why a dog? You have a dog at home?
Well, I had a dog.
Oh, it's
had a dog.
3 years ago.
Yeah.
And then, yeah, when it died, we didn't get a new one or something.
Oh.
It's pretty good.
You have an artistic, in the middle.
An artist. Think you picked the wrong function, wrong job.
So I think you can see it's a really easy program to use, not difficult at all.
Well.
Okay, thank you.
That's enough, thanks.
Yeah, sure.
The last one.
I wonder.
After a cat, turtle, and a dog. I think he's gonna draw an elephant.
I think I should do something there. I'm gonna do something much more difficult.
I'm gonna design a remote remote control animal.
Exactly.
Oh. Sorry.
Well, with the interface, it might be easier to have to draw here and
yeah. That might be easier, but at the other hand, a pen like that is easy to hold in your hand and. I think it's easier to draw.
To draw with
yeah, with a pen than with a mouth.
With
mouse.
Yeah, I mean like
mouth.
Draw
oh, okay. Yeah, but this paper is too too expensive.
Yes.
Is a rabbit with broken legs?
No.
It's the white rabbit from the Matrix.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, it will do.
Okay, finishing text and then we got a third.
Project manager,
yeah.
Have you been counting the time?
Yeah, I know.
Okay. Let's go on, man. Pretty abstract.
To the serious stuff. The selling price for the remote will be €25, and production cost may not be more than €20.50. So, from my point of view, I don't think it's going to be a very, very high tech, high definition, ultra modern kind of remote for €12.50. The profit we must make with the new remote is €50 million. So that's a lot. We have to sell a lot of.
How much?
I think when the selling price is 25, you got 2 million. Remotes. But our market range is international, so we have virtually the whole world we can sell. We could sell our remotes too. At least that countries which have a television. So now it's time for us to discuss a little things. You can think about experience with remote control yourself at home, what you think might be useful in the future. What can distinguish our new trendy remote control from all the others? Let's discuss a little. I'm going to join you at the table. Well, what's the most important thing at a remote control?
Well, I think the most important thing of a remote control is that you can switch channels. And my opinion is you should keep it as basic as possible.
Okay. So not a remote control which can be used for television and a DVD and radio and just only.
I think so. But I have some points. Can I show them on the big screen?
If you have them on.
Yeah. Yeah, I can find. Oh.
This is a dead kind of fly between the
screen?
Yeah.
Okay.
The screen is possible to open 10 rooms. No. Only all the drawings go there at the left.
Which is the ones we mail
now? Oh, dead pen drawings. No, I think when it is in Word and you have saved it in shared documents, or you can show them all in Word.
Okay, I have some points from marketing point of view.
Yeah.
Just a standard things like intuitive, small, fairly cheap. It's pretty cheap, €25. Brand independent. I think it doesn't have to matter which brand your TV or other thing is.
Okay, 5 minutes.
5 minutes? Okay, yeah. I'll wrap it up quickly. I personally think it has to be multi-purpose. Most of the remote controls are just for one purpose,
yeah.
And by making it multi-purpose, it has a new feature, adds a new feature to the market, and distinguish from current products. Maybe some other technology than infrared. I rather find it very annoying, like when someone is standing in front of the TV that you can switch it. Think about sending it over radio waves or Bluetooth. That might be a little bit expensive. And something like an LCD screen. Like I said here, maybe it's easy. It's nice as an added feature that when you're on a certain channel, you can see on the LCD screen what programs are coming up. Or
so it would be a multi-purpose, very technically high
From my point of view, yeah.
Yeah, it must be really innovative, technical-wise.
Yeah, it has to be... yeah, our company is very good in making new,
yeah,
innovative things.
So, yeah,
so,
we must focus on things who are really, really add something
to the current market.
Yeah.
Look, you got some cheap remote controls there. They just, yeah, you got a dozen of them.
No.
But when you enter a new market with remote control,
mm-hmm,
and want to gain market share,
yeah,
you have to do something special,
yeah,
I think.
But we have to keep an eye that it's at the beginning of such a project, it's very cool to talk about, well, this would be cool, that would be cool.
Yeah.
But we must not lose sight of the user friendly.
Yeah, of course. But this is just from marketing aspect.
Yeah.
I don't know anything about user interface or design.
And that's because we have him. Okay, next meeting. We'll start in 30 minutes, so you will have individual actions where I presume there will be some feedback via mail. The industrial designer has to look at the working design. The user interface designer has to look at the technical function. So
yeah,
that's the thing we had discussed.
One,
yeah,
thing, we must first agree on what we're going to make. We're going to use for multiple systems, or we should have some agreement on that.
Okay.
I don't think we have to be, we have to agree on that. I think that's a yeah, that's a phase further.
Yeah.
Just make some mock-ups, some general ideas, and then we can plan. Yeah. We can plan further, I think.
But maybe because you are working on user requirements, you are working on technical functions, we must have a little or kind of a little plan on what we're going to do, so you don't come up with the user requirements who don't fit the technical functions at all. Some basic things we want to go into do. I think that's well.
Yeah. I don't know. You decide. You're the project manager.
Well, yeah, if the technical functions have to be designed, I've got to know for what kind of machine,
yeah,
it will be, or do we use a text screen, or will it be with Bluetooth? Or
well, that's really a step further, but
okay.
If you say, is it one way or multi-purpose?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that's the same step further. Yeah.
They're looking at individual components. So
yeah.
Yeah.
Like we all have a list of things that have to be in it, or how it has to be like, and then in the next meeting,
yeah,
we decide what it's going to be. And then you can delete the obsolete details.
So
I think.
His point of view is the most important.
Yeah.
And then are we going to fit all the pieces together the next meeting?
Yeah.
I must finish up now, so it's over. You will receive specific instructions by your personal post, and I see you in 30 minutes.
Good.
Thank you.
Yeah. Success.
Yeah.